Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden says he's raising the U.S. refugee admissions cap from 15,000 to 62,500. The announcement follows intense criticism that there was a delay in raising the levels. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Biden had initially indicated plans to leave the cap at the lower level.
Biden said in a statement that the action, quote, erases the historically low number set by the previous administration, which he said did not reflect American values as a nation that welcomes refugees. He said, quote, it's important to take this action today to remove any lingering doubt in the minds of refugees around the world. Last month, the Biden administration fumbled an announcement around the cap. Officials initially said it would keep former President Donald Trump's cap of 15,000, but after intense criticism from fellow Democrats, later said it would follow through on Biden's campaign promise to allow more refugees into the country this fiscal year. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
President Biden is urging major corporations and the rich to pay what he called their fair share of taxes. Biden traveled to Tidewater Community College in Norfolk, Virginia today to promote his American Families Plan. The proposal calls for four additional years of public education, including pre-K as soon as possible, and free community college. Funeral services were held today for Andrew Brown, Jr. He was the 42-year-old black man killed outside his North Carolina home by sheriff's deputies in Pasquotank County. NPR Sarah McCammon has more from Elizabeth City.
Family members of Andrew Brown Jr. say a 20-second clip of body camera footage they've seen, along with an independent autopsy report, show Brown was shot from behind by sheriff's deputies. At his funeral, the Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy.
This must stop. Enough is enough. How many funerals do we have to have before we tell the Congress and the Senate that you've got to do something in these times?
Sharpton and others are calling on Congress to pass police reform legislation. A judge has delayed release of the body cam video while a criminal investigation is underway. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
The European Union is recommending that foreigners who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 be allowed to enter the bloc without additional restrictions. Details from Terry Schultz.
The latest recommendation from the European Commission would allow tourism by everyone who has received vaccinations approved by the bloc, which includes AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer. People coming from countries with very low infection rates would also be allowed to travel, even if they haven't had their shots. Regardless of the EU-wide proposal, individual governments still have the right to enforce their own rules, such as requiring negative tests at their borders.
Terry Schultz reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to phase down the use of hydrofluorocarbons, the highly potent greenhouse gases that are commonly used in refrigerators and air conditioners. The proposal is included in the omnibus spending bill that was passed by Congress in December. It's intended to decrease U.S. production and use of the gases by 85% over the next 15 years as part of a global effort to slow climate change. Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing after 27 years of marriage. As NPR's Shannon Bond reports, the couple say they'll continue to run their namesake foundation together.
Bill and Melinda Gates met when they were both working at Microsoft, the tech powerhouse he co-founded. They took the wealth they accumulated and became two of the world's leading philanthropists. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is among NPR's financial supporters, has spent more than $50 billion on causes ranging from global health to alleviating poverty to rethinking education. In the past year, the foundation pledged $1.75 billion to fight COVID-19 by funding testing, treatment, and vaccines. The couple have three children together. They announced their divorce on Twitter, saying, quote, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
StubHub is making an exception to its no-refunds policy. It's offering cash refunds to customers who bought tickets to events that were canceled during the pandemic. The no-refunds policy was implemented in March of last year as the pandemic took hold. This is NPR News.